You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to our second hour here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs in for Matt Wilhelm, who's on the Buckeye Cruise right now. And one of the statements I made going into the break was that I felt that Carlos Dansby's numbers were on par with those of Ray Lewis. And what was your initial reaction to that, Gibbs?
I wasn't sure it would be a favorable one for you, my friends.
You weren't sure it would be a favorable one for me?
No, and then I started looking at some numbers during the break.
Uh-huh.
And pretty interesting.
So here are the – I'll give you the totals, and then I'll break it down for everybody for the year. So Ray Lewis played 17 years in the National Football League, 31 interceptions. He had three touchdowns off those interceptions, 41.5 sacks. He averaged playing, by the way, 13.4 games per year that he was in the NFL. So averaged 13.4 games per year. 41.5 sacks total, 31 interceptions total, three touchdowns. He forced 19 fumbles. He had 81 passes defensed as well. 1,562 tackles, 493 assists. Carlos Dansby in 11 seasons, 16 interceptions, four touchdowns, 69 passes defensed, 17 forced fumbles. Sacks, he had 41 as well. Tackles, 868, 232 assists. So let's break it down on a per-season basis. On a per-season basis, for their careers, Ray Lewis averaged 2.4 sacks, 1.8 interceptions. Carlos Dansby averaged 3.7 sacks, 1.5 interceptions. Ray Lewis averaged 4.8 passes defensed. Carlos Dansby averaged 6.3 passes defensed per season. Forced fumbles, 1.1 for Lewis, 1.5 for Dansby. The only area where Ray Lewis has an advantage over Carlos Dansby is in tackles. He averaged 91 tackles per year, 29 assists. Dansby averages 79 and 21 assists. So
it's pretty impressive.
It's actually very, very similar. It is, in fact, I would say, when you look at how Carlos Dansby has aged compared to Ray Lewis, he has done a significantly better job of aging. Ray Lewis only had one 100 tackle season after the midpoint of his career. Dansby's had both of his recently. Dansby has been a better playmaker in terms of sacks compared to Ray Lewis, on par with him in terms of interceptions, and has been a better playmaker in terms of passes defensed and forced fumbles. So just, again, interesting to note that, you know, Ray Lewis is considered a surefire Hall of Famer, but when you actually break everything down for them and compare it in that respect, it's actually not all that different.
And you can't say Ray has the advantage at the leadership department, because Carlos is a heck of a leader.
People who play with him might disagree with that, because, you know, he's kind of taken on these mythic proportions.
Yep.
But you got to make the case right now that Carlos Dansby is a very effective player. And when you look at it on a per-game basis, Dansby is better in sacks. He is basically the same in interceptions. He is better in terms of touchdowns. He is significantly better in terms of passes defensed. And he is significantly better in terms of forcing fumbles on a per-game basis. Significantly better. The only thing that he's not better at on a per-game basis is the tackles. So when Ray Lewis was always lauded for his interceptions, he was always lauded for how good he was in coverage, his tackles, and the fact that he made big, impactful plays. Well, if you add up interceptions, sacks, forced fumbles, and passes defensed, Dansby crushes Ray Lewis.
I've got my dual screen, and I'm literally going back and forth going, wow.
And Dansby, I can't say that this came completely from me. Dansby had said this, you know, people don't give me any respect, and my numbers, look at my numbers and Ray Lewis's. And he makes a great point. He's actually been a more impactful player in terms of playmaking when you look at sacks per season, interceptions per season, passes defense per season, forced fumbles per season. You know, you add those up in terms of, we'll call it, impactful plays per year for his career. He averages 13 of those, so basically one a game. Ray Lewis, for his career, in the exact same categories, which are, again, these impactful plays as we're dubbing them, had 10. So that's 30, he's 130% of the production on impactful plays as an inside linebacker over compared to Ray Lewis. The only place that Ray Lewis has the advantage on him is in terms of tackles.
And probably all pro teams, Pro Bowls, all
that. And those, but that's one of the things that Carlos Dansby was saying, is that I've had all these very good seasons and I've been productive and consistently productive throughout his career. This is the first time he's ever played less than 14 games in a season, and yet he doesn't get any of those kind of any of that respect in terms of what he's supposed to do. In fact, so at profootballreference.com, they do something that's called your average value. They call it your average value, which is they attempt to attach a single number of value to each player since 1950. Dansby has been top 10 in terms of average value every single year. In fact, he's gone 9, 9, 8, 8, 8, 7, 7, 7, 6, 5, except for his rookie season when he was 16. Ray Lewis has been all over the map in terms of that. So there is, you know, at times, Carlos Dansby has been a more impactful player, I would say, than, you know, you look at a guy like Ray Lewis. So he's been a very good player and has been somebody that's made a big impact. And again, his stats match up incredibly favorably, which I think people really find it hard to believe. People are shocked by that, but his stats match up very favorably. And in terms of those impactful plays, are better than those of Ray Lewis, which I bet if you'd ask anybody on the street, they would laugh and there'd be no question about it. It obviously would be Ray Lewis.
Yeah, I just it's impressive. I mean, you just, when he came here, you know, we signed him again. The Browns, you know, everybody wanted to talk about Dante Whitner and, you know, Whitner being from here, coming home, and how great that was. No one knew a lot about Carlos Dansby. And the more you saw about him, the more you talked to him every day in training camp, and then the season starts and the contributions he made. And you could argue that Alex Mack going down destroyed the offense. You could argue the defense crumbled for that 5-week stretch with Carlos Dansby out.
It did, and him coming back gave a little bit of boost. But the D also, I would say, played well without Carlos Dansby, partly because he was so instrumental on the sidelines, being involved and staying around. And as the kid would point out, one other thing to give Carlos Dansby a bump over Ray Lewis is he's never been linked to a murder.
Allegedly.
That's right. Somebody at the Real Pug T just said, Lewis 1, Dansby 0, hashtag murders. So there's, you have that going for him, and as Aaron Bitticoffer said, and Dansby didn't stab anyone to death, so he has that going for him. So it is true on Carlos Dansby. He has been as good, if not, you know, certainly in the discussion with a guy like Ray Lewis, who's for sure going to be a Hall of Famer, and Carlos Dansby, you know, doesn't get that same kind of respect or adulation for his career just yet. So just an interesting thing, again, to think about. When we come back, we do want to find out again. We'll talk more Browns Mount Rushmore. Also, one question you would ask Mike Pettine before his 3 o'clock press conference today. One question for Ray Farmer. Gibbs, we haven't heard your questions. I'd love to hear those when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.